From the KASU newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Joining me in the studios right now, we're talking to Dr. Gregory Hansen from Arkansas State University, and we're going to be talking about the Delta Symposium, which takes place April 5th through the 8th on the campus of Arkansas State, with a lot of the activities at Arkansas State. Also, the Saturday events will take place at CWL Park with the music that will take place on Saturday. Dr. Hansen, welcome back into the studio. So we sure appreciate you talking to us every year about the Delta Symposium.
Well, it's good to be here, Jonathan. I appreciate all the support the radio station gives for our events.
For some of the listeners who are not sure about Delta Symposium, they've heard about the Delta Symposium, but maybe they've never attended the Delta Symposium. What is it, and why do we have this every year?
It's a conference that's open to the community. One of the things that makes it, I think, very significant and is characteristic of it is that there's really no registration fee and really no registration. We just invite people to come. So it's kind of fun to see who's going to be there and what the turnout is for different events, which have always been pretty good. So I think it's something where when people think conferences, a lot of times they think that they have to pay some sort of big registration fee and go in with a name badge, and it's very locked into one particular group. Our idea for the Delta Symposium is opening it up to really have the idea of an open conference. So it's everything is free and open to the public. We encourage people to visit the campus. We like a lot of interaction where we like the chance for people from the community, university community, Jonesboro community, greater Arkansas community, any type of connection that people have to the university, we like to really play out in these types of connections at the symposium. So one thing that will happen is you get a chance to hear some really major musicians and writers and scholars and to meet them on a very personal one-to-one basis after they've done their presentations and have that kind of interaction going with it. So I think that's one thing that makes it unique. And this year we wanted to really bring up the idea of community involvement with the theme of caring for community, because I really like the idea of university scholars and researchers and students getting engaged beyond just the campus of Arkansas State itself and into the wider region, and to show how our work really should have some impact beyond just doing a lot of studying and writing tests and contributing to the scholarly record, but to actually have some connections with the wider communities around us. So that's kind of the theme for it this year. And we thought we'd really play it up with this one, with looking at the idea of the conference itself has really developed this openness to bringing people in. And we thought, well, let's take this a little step further and really actively seek to involve people who aren't necessarily scholars, but people who are engaged in things that somebody would care about in relation to life here in northeastern Arkansas.
And you really are focused on bringing in people from all over the nation to be able to come to Arkansas State to be able to do this. And from what I understand, this symposium has national recognition. It is a premier symposium that a lot of people say, if there's one I'm going to go to, this one at Arkansas State takes place.
We have a number of regulars who've been here for at least a decade or longer, and that's their conference that they come to. Some of them coming down from Minnesota and up from Texas. And we've got a session that I'm moderating on Friday of the long-term friends of the community. This one's called In the Community but Outside of the Region. And what we're looking at is, why is somebody from Minneapolis interested in our region and coming down to this symposium and talking about his reflections as a Midwesterner who is really fascinated with the Mississippi Delta? So he'll be participating in that, along with a long-term blue scholar from Texas who knows a lot about it, and a Japanese scholar, Mitsutoshi Inaba, who has written the definitive books on Willie Dixon and a new one on Sonny Boy Williamson, the very first one, not the Rice Miller who came afterward. But he'll be doing a book talk on it. I thought it'd be interesting to have these friends of ours who have been long-term supporters come in and talk about what keeps them coming back and how that itself is its own community for the weekend that they're here, and how the community isn't so much just geographically defined, but rather defined by interests and connections between people in the symposium itself.
Dr. Gregory Hansen joining us here from Arkansas State in the studios at KASU. Let's talk about, before we start going into the actual kind of breakdown of events that are taking place the 5th through the 8th, caring for community, which is what we talked about by way of the theme for this. That really, I would imagine, means a lot, because you're talking about Jonesboro community, maybe the communities around the area, but if, in a larger sense, a regional community in the Delta community.
Right. I think there's this interest in community that's popular these days, and people even saying, well, do we have community anymore? And saying, is this even a useful idea? And I think what happens is that people have those kind of critiques are thinking of it in terms of the old models of community as being defined by a region or maybe older neighborhoods so people would really know each other on that basis. And one of the things that I was thinking about is that community is more of a forming of networks and common associations and interests, and that pulls people in. And that resolves that problem of the older models of community being kind of geographically defined. And we thought the theme could pick up on this because we definitely have a sense of community-mindedness in the symposium itself. And then as we sent out the call for papers, we were finding that caregivers in the community wanted to come out and participate. So the School of Nursing put together a wonderful panel that they are going to do to share with us of what it means to be a caregiver to the community and the idea of what they would like people to know about health services in our region. So it got pretty serious there because we have major social problems with health care in eastern Arkansas, and these are people up front who are leaders and educators about that, and the forum's going to give them a chance to say, well, here's some things you need to be thinking about, but here's also services available for you to help resolve some of the problems or at least address them to know it's there. So I think there's a strong sense of social consciousness that we want to build into the symposium this year and to get people thinking, well, let's go beyond just academic listening to a paper and getting the extra credit if you're an undergraduate coming in fulfilling requirements for your classes into more of a sense of what can you really do for more engaged learning and what can we do with all the resources we have at the university to really, really work in a responsible and responsive way in the wider community, not just Jonesboro, but throughout the whole region of Arkansas.
And kind of like, as you say, the healthcare, they have their own community, if you will, serving a larger community. So I guess in a way, as you said earlier, communities really are being redefined in that way. We're not thinking about towns anymore. Now we're thinking about what are the different communities inside Jonesboro by way of you may have a healthcare community, you may have, and I think that's what the different panels are you talk about in these different ways.
Absolutely. You think of Jonesboro, one of the things that people talk about is the importance of the healthcare and the medical institutions here, that it's really pretty amazing what's here in Jonesboro. But then you begin to think of why are the hospitals and medical centers and caregiving things here, and it's because they're serving a really need that's important to the people of Arkansas, in some cases dire needs for healthcare. So that's a hot topic, and I think it's important to bridge boundaries between different disciplines so that if you're, say, working in an English and department like I am, that it would behoove you to also be thinking about, well, what is it that the nursing department and the new School of Osteopathic Medicine are doing, and what are they trying to accomplish in being responsive to the needs in our region?
Dr. Gregory Hansen joining us on KASU as we're talking about the Delta Symposium. So let's kind of talk about some of the things that are taking place and kind of break down what are some of the things that are going on. And, of course, you can see this in detail as well on our website at KASU.org is we'll be giving you. You can see kind of detail to detail as to how everything is broken down by days. But let's kind of just talk about some of the things. What are some of the highlights of some things you're really excited about as we go through each day of the symposium?
Okay. One of the things that I like doing is connecting with the Delta Flix Film and Media Festival. So the symposium starts on Wednesday with the Mayor's Proclamation. And then it moves into a series of films that have been juried and put together by Dr. Michael Bowman. We found some interesting little connections there, too, because we have some readings and literary studies and presentations of short stories and poetry and other literary aspects throughout the symposium. And the grandson of John Wayne got in touch with us, and he's going to be presenting on the first day at noontime. And he's a short story writer and writes kind of Southern or Western novels, too. And it's kind of fitting to have him be there during the day that the film festival is going on. So we've got those kinds of connections to Hollywood and literature and films and the symposium on the very first day. And then the film connections continue on into the evening that we've got Bob Dylan Day on Saturday, and we found that we were able to get the film from Club 47 that's called Bob Dylan and the Club 47 Community. And it's a film that's called For the Love of the Music that looks at Club 47 up in Newport area as part of the folk music revival. And this is the Arkansas premiere of the film. It's just been made and never publicly screened before in Arkansas. So it's fitting to have that tied in with the Bob Dylan Day and to have it focus in on film as part of the Delta Symposium. So that's a pretty good day on Wednesday to get that started, especially with the film and media tie-ins.
All right. And so as we talk about that, of course, that's going to be a big day Wednesday. Thursday, let's kind of break down. I think you go into some, you know, some different panel sessions that are taking place. So, by the way, these are all at the Student Union near around the Mockingbird Room. We are going to have a lot of these taking place. And also the Thursday night feature will be at the Ring Center in the auditorium. But kind of let's break down some Thursday's events, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. We've got the heritage organizations and societies and museums coming in making presentations, and they'll focus in on some of the commemoration of history and heritage in the region. There's a strong focus on the relocation center with the Japanese internment camp. So I think to have these scholars come in and talk about their work of a not a necessarily positive side of community life in Arkansas, but the story that needs to be told and a reclamation of that heritage to really come to terms with it and understand it, I think is an important part of the social history of the region. And then Richard Hartness, who's a heritage studies graduate student, is going to be there presenting on his book of the circle of African-American educators who integrated the university, and members of the circle will be present that day too. So it's community-mindedness within the university's own history. So there's a lot of chances to explore these different configurations of community on Thursday as it continues. Our keynote speaker is Professor Richard Mizell, and he's from the University of Houston. He wrote a really good book called Backwater Blues that I read. And Backwater Blues deals with the social history of the 1927 flood. And what he does is he looks at the social history and people's reactions to that disaster, and then he draws his interpretations from that and ties it into blues lyrics, of all things. So when you read the book and you see how it's relating to that catastrophe and the flood and the building of the levees and the whole range of reconstructing that region, tunes like Memphis Minnie's song When the Levee Breaks suddenly has a lot more meaning. And if you listen to the Led Zeppelin version of it, you get another sense of the levee breaking, how it ties into Mizell's history. So he's going to tie into that. He does a lot of work also with social history of medicine within African-American communities. So he blends in well with the afternoon activities of the nursing department, talking about the concerns that they have and educating the public about the need to recognize healthcare services and how that's provided in our region through the university. And then we'll finish off that day with volunteer opportunities. So we've invited people to come in and talk about how they're doing these things to help address social concerns and inviting people to be involved and engage with them and an awareness of what's going on. And that evening we'll complete with a screening of the film In Country. And In Country was made in the 1980s by Norman Jewison is the film director, and it's about a young woman growing up in Kentucky, and she's just graduated from high school and going on to figure out what she wants to do with her life, and she's trying to understand her own family history and life in the little Kentucky community that she grew up in. And it's a challenge for her because her father had been killed in Vietnam. So she's spending her transition period from high school into the next period of her life trying to understand her own family histories and connect it to the father who she never really knew. And it's a really interesting movie. It's really done well. And it ties in well with our Delta Flicks very well this year. And it also ties in with Delta Symposium because the next day, on Friday, the author of In Country, the book, the novel, will be here. And her name is Bobby Ann Mason. And she's going to do an evening presentation on Friday where we're going to interview her about what it's like to have a novel turned into a movie situated there in Kentucky, and then her own reflections as being really one of the major writers today, just a majorly important writer from Kentucky who has received all kinds of honors and awards, and we're just thrilled to have her come in and spend time with us at Arkansas State.
That's fantastic. And I know that there's on Friday we've got some more great sessions that are taking place. Kind of go through some of those, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. we've got some connections with the University of Arkansas. There's some scholars there, Robin Roberts and Les Wade. And Robin Roberts is a director of the English department there, and she's been doing a lot of work on some of the representation of Delta life, especially as it's connected to New Orleans. She's also written on science fiction and a variety of things, just a really creative, interesting scholar, great speaker, really fascinating. And Les Wade's done some good stuff with New Orleans, too. So we tied him into a panel with David Rottenstein, who's an independent scholar, and he's looking at the idea of displacement of communities and how it ties into belief and conspiracy theories. So I think that's an interesting panel that relates to the problematic aspects of community, but also a sense of rebuilding and identification and things that are very, very vivid and vibrant to not just New Orleans, but also our region. And then we have another really important writer. I mentioned before Professor Mitsutoshi Inaba, and he wrote a book on John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson. And Sonny Boy Williamson was born near Jackson, Tennessee, and then moved to Chicago, became part of the early blues scene. Especially influential in the late 1930s and 40s with the development of the Chicago sound. And he was really one of the great harmonica players, just foundational, important blues playing. He became so important and so well known that there was another harmonica player who winds up settling in Helena, and his name was Rice Miller, we think. And he picked up Sonny Boy Williamson's playing, so he decided to call himself Sonny Boy Williamson. So that's Sonny Boy Williamson the second, whereas Mitsutoshi Inaba will talk about the first Sonny Boy Williamson, and he'll explain a little bit about how that develops between the two of them, with one of them using the same name. It's probably that the term Sonny Boy was just popularly given to any harmonica player, but I'm not quite sure exactly where the Williamson comes out with Rice Miller's kind of co-option of the name. But we'll see this played out a little bit, and he's going to do a discussion of his book and a book talk, and we really have him as a featured noontime speaker with his book talk, because he's got all kinds of great media presentations about it and really will give you a good sense of the significance of blues and its heritage in Tennessee, too, and how that's connected to Delta and then the Great Migration up into Chicago. It's just foundational to the blues.
Fantastic.
So he'll be really strong.
So lots of great things there that will take place. And I know that once everything kind of wraps up on Friday, then we move into Saturday, which gets away from the university in a way and goes out into where CWL Park is.
Right. For the past few years, we've worked with the West End. For the past few years, we've worked with the West End Neighborhood Association, and they've helped out with publicity and volunteering and support for our music festival. And that's been one of the fun partnerships, too, with KESU, that the idea of having the public radio station supporting the Delta Symposium has really been one of the great advantages of this collaborative approach toward the symposium. And we got to calling it a number of different names. We were calling it, I think, Bluegrass Morning, Bluegrass Afternoon, or an early iteration that way. And then it was a music festival, and then a Roots Music Festival. And then this local radio station coming out of ASU came up with this noontime program called Arkansas Roots. And we're thinking, if we have a Roots Music Festival, why don't we call it the Arkansas Roots Music Festival? So I think that's the name we're going to stay with. And I really like the talent that we have this year. It's a whole variety of different musical acts, from Americana to old time to acoustic originals. Sweet Angel does blues and rhythm and blues, and just really a powerful, fun performer. So it's a nice little afternoon park gathering. And people have been making a whole afternoon event out of it by bringing blankets and long chairs and picnic baskets and have a good time to hang out in my community. I live in the West End. So it's a sense of welcome to our neighborhood and reaffirming and recreating and even establishing some of the community bonds through music and a gathering of people there at the City Water and Light Park.
You must be really excited about the events that are taking place in this Delta Symposium for this year.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. I like the reunion side of it because it's fun to see my friends every year coming back. And I enjoy meeting some new people coming in. It's been really interesting and exciting to get in touch with writers and artists and musicians and see people discovering us and coming in, and some real interesting connections every year personally that I have to it, and seeing how people really are interested in this region of the country and to recognize what's here as being really worth studying and understanding and delving into ways that we know something about the area and we've got a deeper understanding of people's lives, but also we can be more responsive in addressing some of the needs that people are faced in some communities that really are going through a lot of changes. So I'm hoping that a real positive connections are built from this and that more and more people want to recognize how can we do collaborative service learning with the university? How can we really make an impact on people's lives? And how can we be responsible as educators and as people working at the university toward really recognizing that there's resources here at the university? And it's our responsibility to use them wisely and to really be making important decisions about how we best can serve people's needs.
And it seems like we're in an age now where everyone is talking about collaboration, the need for collaboration, the advantages for collaboration. Mm-hmm. We're hearing that in the public radio circles an awful lot about, you know, regional journalism, collaboratives and all of that. But I would imagine that in this world that we have, especially when you're dealing with bringing people together for like a Delta Symposium and for in the world of academia and that collaboration really does help with research and other areas as well. So it becomes an extremely important word to talk about, and that word is collaboration.
Yeah, and it needs to move beyond word into deeds because mm-hmm. you can talk about it and say, oh, yeah, I want to do service learning, I want to involve the community. But what does that mean until you really start doing it? And what tends to happen is you have to negotiate your own individual desires and interests to who it is that you're really working with. And I think it's really essential for anyone interested in doing community work to be very reflective on their own interests and their own biases and be willing to learn from the people in the community themselves about ways to best work in that area. Oh. It's. I hope that happens with the Delta Symposium. People are thinking about the need to move beyond just collaborative learning as a good idea into experiencing what's really at stake when you're engaging in this way.
Arkansas State University's 23rd Delta Symposium takes place on April the 5th through the 8th, and it's under the theme of caring for community. And in the studios, we've been talking with Dr. Gregory Hansen, who's so good to join us and be able to tell us about this year's Delta Symposium. Thank you, Dr. Hansen. We really appreciate you so much.
You're welcome, Jonathan. Glad to be here. And thanks for your work with KSU and Roots Music Festival.
And for KASU News, I'm News Director Jonathan Reeves.